I feel though I don't have a single specific nature. Is it wrong to live like this, or is it compulsory to find out or research into our nature? No, nothing is compulsory. Everything with respect to our material side is voluntary. We don't have everything means, you know, we do whatever services are practical for us. Quite often. Because we, as I said, there has been cross-breeding for so many generations. So we may have an overlap of many different activities. Some trace of Brahmanika, some trace of Kshatriya, some trace of Vaishya, doesn't matter. So the important thing is, we be situated in bhakti in a way that we can sustainably practice it. Because no need to go about elaborately researching our nature. Just keep serving Krishna according to the guidance of senior devotees, and we'll keep advancing. And over time, if you find that there's a particular service which you can help to do, in the long run, we should come to a level where our practice of bhakti becomes self-motivated. That means nobody should be required to push us. Hey, do this, do that, do this, do that. We always require devotee association for guidance and inspiration. But for sustainable practice of bhakti, there has to be a certain level of self-motivation. Nobody tells me to do something, still I'll keep doing something. So we should get that kind of taste in some service, where we can keep doing it lifelong. We have other motives for inspiration and guidance, but for self-motivation, if you can get that, then we can go on lifelong in bhakti. So we can do research to look at what kind of services we really like to do and train ourselves in them so that we can have a lifelong service and we can go on practicing bhakti lifelong. Thank you.